Welcome to Shining Bright, the Farm Her radio show, all about women doing great things. Women who are making the ordinary extraordinary. Women following their passion, taking action, and making a difference for themselves and others. Join me, Margie, as your host on Shining Bright by Farm Her.
Welcome to Shining Bright. We have got a fun episode here for you today, and we're doing it a little different. So my Farm Herd today is me and the guest that's going to come back later in the show. Welcome, Danny.
I'm so excited to be in your studio today.
Yeah, it's always fun to have people in the studio, right?
I love it.
Yeah. The studio, as you can tell, was a guitar studio, and then I like took it over with it became Shining Bright 101 here. So lucky Tony, no more guitar studio, but or there's still guitars on the walls. But anyway, so welcome. So you and I can't even remember how we crossed paths. Maybe somebody connected us.
Did connect us. I can't remember who.
I don't know either.
Dog Patch, Urban Garden.
Yes, Jenny Quiner. That's right. And I have to say that that is one of my favorites. She's so good at that. I mean, she's done it for probably four or five different people to me. And yeah, me too. And I think it's like I get a supercharge out of connecting people when something good happens out of it too, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we met for coffee and we realized that our paths sound kind of similar in a lot of ways, right? You had a two-year-old with you when we were at coffee.
Oh my gosh, crawling around everywhere.
I was like, oh, this was my life for so many years. Like I was almost sad that it wasn't like my kid there. And that's super bizarre sounding, right?
I know. Yeah. She's my sidekick everywhere. She just, and you know, you came up and she's like, I'm Charlie.
Yeah.
And the girl comes up to the table. I'm Charlie. She's just already a businesswoman.
She was so cute. So Danny, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell me a little bit about who you are.
Yeah. So I'm Danny Gore. I'm married to a wonderful man named Chuck. We have three little girls, ages 6, 4, 2. And we live here in Iowa in a small town outside of Des Moines. And I run a business called Catch This Mama. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. Are you from around here? Did you grow up in Iowa?
I grew on it's called the Quad Cities. Yeah. It's eastern side of Iowa, Illinois, but on the Illinois side. So that's where I grew up. But we've lived a little bit of everywhere in the Midwest. Omaha, Cedar Falls. So in Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois.
Yeah. Where all the Midwest people are. Yeah.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. So we crossed paths and, I just thought that this was a relevant topic to talk about because this will air the same week that we have a TV show airing about these women who really kind of recreated their lives and what their farm and launched a new business out of it. Right. So I think it's such a cool topic to talk about. And it's one that I get a lot of questions about. Do a lot of people ask you, like, how did you get going with
this? Yeah. Like, what made you do this? What made you take the plunge or what made you get involved in something so different than mainstream?
Yeah. And what did?
Yeah. So, okay. You know, I think we were talking right before this briefly. I could talk for about an hour about this, but to make it short and sweet, it was 2015 and I had been through the drug through the trial and error. And we had gone through a lot of personal, like finding ourselves and soul searching. And I was kind of on this path of like running away from problems. If jobs got tough, I would switch. If relationships were on the rocks, I'd avoid it altogether for months. And it came to a point in 2015 when I lost my job that I had nowhere to run but home. And I was sitting with my husband on the couch where I had been all morning sulking, like, oh, this is the one thing I was devoted to. You know, I just don't know what to do with myself. And he grabbed onto me and he said, look, I am so proud of you. I'm proud of where you are and where we are. And we're going to be okay as long as we struggle towards one another. We're going to be okay. And it had kind of like brought up a lot of emotions, you know, what things I hadn't faced, things that I hadn't over, you know, even wanted to address because I had always been running from my problems. And I always knew like it was like my aha moment that day that we need one another. We need each other to say, hey, like you're okay, mm-hmm. accept where you are and where you've been, and then we can move forward. And so that's kind of when I quit everything and I started to rebuild my life in a way that made sense and figured out real quick what mattered in life. And yeah.
I love that. And you had a big old push to get you to that point, right? Like of the job, right?
Yeah.
Like a wall came up and shut that down. And And so here you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew that other women and other moms specifically were in the same boat, and they were looking for something to give them a solution to the challenge they're facing right now. And so that's why I created Catch This Mama.
Yeah. I love it. Well, we're going to come back. So like I said, this is a little bit different. Danny was here with me on the Farm Herd in the beginning, and then we're going to be talking to another woman who has recreated the wheel for herself a couple different times, Katie Crow, here in the next few segments. And then we're going to be back with Danny here later in the show. So I know based on what she just said that you all want to hear more. And we're going to dig into what Catch This Mama is and what she's doing with it, and a little bit more about who she is and her path with that as we get further in the show. So as I'm always telling you, go over to farmher.com and check out the events tab. You can see all the cool things that we have going on all around the country. We would love to see you there. Stick with us here on Shining Bright. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shining Bright. We have got a fun episode today where we're talking to a few women that, one that I recently met and one that I've known for a long time, that this is called Recreating the Wheel. But I look at this in relation to both of these women of they have picked up and run something new, maybe not once, maybe not twice, maybe they'll keep doing it, but they're just those type of people. And I think there's so much to learn from that. So welcome, Katie Crow.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. So I first met Katie, oh gosh, probably 10 years-ish ago. How have we known each other for that long?
It's been 10 years.
I don't feel like that's right. That means we're 10 years older than when we met. Darn it.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so randomly, we're having our first baby and we needed daycare and had no clue what to do. And I felt like the places we visited were not going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And my mom lived down the street from you and had met you or something. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but
I just put a sign in the yard
and my mom was like, hello. And it actually worked out to be a wonderful thing because we've gotten to know each other. And I always credit you for me ultimately starting Farm Her because you, so you started your own business and you had an in-home daycare, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll get to the part about why I credit you with me starting Farm Her. Did you know this?
No.
You started your own business. And so, was it just something that you were like, I'm just going to do this. Like, I'm just going to go out on my own and give this a try.
Yeah. So I was working in an office and I had my second baby and I thought, you know, am I going to spend all my time working in this office and only see them, you know, an hour, 2 hours a day, or do I want to spend more time with them? And how am I going to make that happen right now in my life?
Yeah.
And so, so we started in-home daycare where I got to see them all the time.
Yeah. So you got a crash course in starting your own business and in not only raising one, but two little kids and a whole bunch of other people's
kids.
Bring
them all on. Let's have more babies here.
Yeah. Which I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh. And you are a very patient person from the outside looking in anyway. And so we dropped our 7-week-old baby, Ava, off to you. And it always felt like she was kind of at her second home at your house.
Yeah. So I remember the very first day you dropped her off and you're like, okay, should I stay for a while? Do I stay?
I don't know what to do
and
here.
I'm like, I don't know. Just leave her. She'll be good.
And you know what? Leaving her with you, I always felt comfortable and it was good. So then we had our second child and fast forward a little bit. And then shortly after that, and he may have been one of the causes, I don't know, but Tony's over here nodding. He's like, yep, caused Katie to shut her doors. You moved on from the daycare world.
I did. I do. I also remember giving you guys that letter too. And I know this is tough. It's tough to move on, but
It's okay.
New and exciting thing.
That's life. Yeah. But that's where the credit comes in because so at that point, we got a nanny to come here into our house and she was here a lot and it was a struggle. I won't lie. I mean, she may not have been the perfect fit for us. Maybe that's part of it. But the other thing is like, it's never more evident that somebody else is taking care of, like running your whole life with them when they're in your house doing it.
Yeah.
And I quickly became like, Like you said, I can't, this isn't the path for me anymore. Like I want to be around these little kids, and it changes so fast. And so I quit. And then not too long after, I started Farm Her. So thank you
for
changing your life, because it changed mine too.
Good.
So fast forward, I remember a few years ago you, started talking, or I can't remember how it came up, but you decided that you were going to start another business. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do now?
Okay. So now I own a women's focused fitness studio. We do group fitness classes for women of all, you know, ranges of all abilities, different type of classes like yoga and bar, which is kind of a newer type of class. We do dance fitness, and we do high cardio like Tabata and HIIT style. We do strength and toning, just everything across the board. At a studio that's local and just helps build community.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, I know you're a real active member in the community here. So let's talk about this. So this was a whole different type of business that you started. Yeah. What were some of the, I mean, A, how did you come up with the idea that this is what you wanted to do? Mm-hmm. And then B, what immediately were some of the issues that maybe made it difficult, or maybe it was really easy the whole way?
So I knew, okay, so it kind of built into, this is what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure at first, you know, so I started teaching group fitness at other gyms, while I was doing daycare, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
Cause I'm like, all right, I love being with them, but I need a little bit of me time. Mm-hmm. And so I started teaching group fitness, and really found a big passion for it and love for it. And it just grew, you know, I just started teaching more, and my students would ask, when are you going to have more? When are you going to, you know, when's this expanding? And so it just planted that seed in my heart to think maybe this is something that could be more than one or two nights a week. So after about 3 years of teaching, I just started to brainstorm, just, you know, where can this go and what could this become?
Yeah. And so, I mean, I just think we have an office space now, like a commercial space, but I know, like, so you had to form a business, come up with a name, come up with a marketing plan, put yourself out in the community. Tell me about some of those steps that you, like, what did you do first? Like, how did you break this down?
Yeah, there's a lot of steps, because it's, you're starting just in the black, just like, I don't know anything about this. What am I doing? There's certainly days you think that. And there's other days like, yes, this is all making sense, all rocking. I just started looking for a space, and I started brainstorming a name, and I started brainstorming, what else is this going to be? And how do I go about getting an LLC? How do I go about making this name my own? How do I go about, making sure I have all the correct license and, you know, all of those things, and just slowly started knocking them off the list, checking my box, and moving on to the next thing and just building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you talk to other business owners at the time? Did you go to the Small Business Development Center? Like,
Yes, I did.
I know like what I did, but I always think it's interesting. Like, how do you figure these things out?
Yeah. So I started building this business plan and looking at it like, is this enough? Is this what it's supposed to look like? You know? So I did, I went to the Small Business Development Center, and they helped a lot, and it was great. It helped open my eyes to new things and new ideas, and focus what the community was looking for as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because that's a free resource, at least here in Iowa. And I think nationally it is available too in different cities and states around the country. I know I used it too. And speaking of business plans, I mean, I know it's a really important thing, but it's a really, really hard thing to write, right?
Yeah, like, I think it took me a while.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
And then I feel like mine was wrong immediately, you know, but I think that they kind of pushed me and like helped me a little bit, like help myself in that, you know, like I really wanted to go in there and have them write it for me. Right. I was like, okay, this is going to be great.
I agree.
And then I walk out and I'm like, okay,
wait, I still have to do this myself.
But that was just like one more feather in your cap of the confidence of, okay, other people have done this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I agree with that 100%. Because when I remember walking out of that office feeling empowered and thinking, I can do this. She gave me the, you know, these tools to work with, to build this and create my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And like I said, at the time I felt like I could have gotten maybe more, but looking back, I got exactly what I needed out of that.
Right.
So those resources are important.
Yeah.
So we're going to head to break. Katie's going to stick around with us here a little bit. And I want to remind all of you out there about all of the Grow events that we have going on or all around the country in 2019. And these are free events for young women. The DC event is sold out in March, but we will be in Manhattan, Kansas on April 2nd, Stillwater, Oklahoma, April 4th, and Columbia, Missouri, April 5th. And again, these are open to any young women involved or interested in agriculture. Registration is free. Head over to our website, farmher.com, to find out more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shining Bright. We are talking to Katie Crow here in the studio today, and Katie's got a really cool story. She has recreated herself and her life a couple of different times and started a really cool business here in our community, and one that I think from a business perspective is a neat, interesting thing to talk about. And also, you know, she has a business that focuses on helping women and helping them help themselves, I should say, right? So I hear a lot, I have people approach me about this, you know, I want to start a business, I want to do something, but I don't have the time or I don't have the money or I don't have the resources. And I know that especially in agriculture, right, when you're talking about land, I mean, you're talking about a lot of money and resources, but in a business like yours, for example, was this a barrier that you faced? And if so, how did you get around it?
Oh, absolutely. When I first started looking at buildings to rent, I was shocked by the price of commercial real estate.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's very expensive. Yeah. And so I really had to shop around to find a place that was going to work for me at that time for my budget, because I didn't take out a big loan to start. And I didn't have a bunch of money to work with to, you know, put down all kinds of money with equipment and building out that space as I needed it to be. And so that was one big shock, of course. And so learning to make a budget that was going to work for building this business, that was going to work to pay the bills.
Just this month, but every month for the next 3 years,
and the next
right?
month after that. Right. And the, you know, and all the other, things on the budget that have to stick in there.
Yeah.
And you have to really play out how is this going to work? How is there going to be enough revenue coming in to make sure that we can pay for all that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I hear you. This is my life every day.
Yeah.
I'm like,
right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We can do this.
Yeah. And it is scary. And a lot of people think you have to wait years to save up all this money, but it's okay to start little and it's okay to start small. Start where you can and build it from there.
Yeah,
because it's never, you know, it's never too early to start your dream.
I couldn't agree more, because we were in the same boat. Like I had quit my job. It wasn't like we were like, hey, we got all this money to invest in this. And plus, I didn't even know if it was going to work. I mean, it's kind of a scary thing from that aspect. But I know for you, for example, you guys put in sweat equity, right? You did your whole studio yourself.
Right.
So you still do today.
Yeah.
You add on and you do cool things.
Right. Yeah. So when we went in, it was bare bones. It was, you know, wires hanging from the wall, just cement floor, nothing. And so we put in the floor and we sprayed the ceiling and we painted the walls and we, you know, put up all the equipment and mirrors and stuff like that ourselves.
One thing I always tell people when, I mean, I don't like talk about you behind your back, but if I'm talking about you, for example, like you are one of those people that you're just like, well, I'm going to put new flooring in my house. Right. For example,
right.
We came to your house once and you're like, yeah, we got new flooring. I got it at Costco and I put it in myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, you did? Yeah. You what? Like, how do you figure this out?
Right.
And tell me about that attitude that you have about life.
So yeah. So that's certainly something that helps define who I am. And that's something I get from my dad and a little bit from my mom too, but a lot from my dad. I'm just, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And, why not do it myself? You know, I think about that a lot of things. Some things maybe I shouldn't try.
All of us. Yeah, I get it.
But there's a lot of things I'm like, if that person can learn how to do it, so can I. And so I think that's something we can use in our daily life and business, of course. So there's times, you know, if I want to put up some new bars in this studio, which I'm talking ballet bars. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Not jail cell bars, ballet bars.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of things like that. I know that I can do it, and it does help you in the beginning putting things together to try and do things yourself.
Yeah. Confidence builds confidence, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I remember seeing on social media not too long ago, it might've been like a year or two ago now for as much as I can remember, but you built like some new shelving units and they were really cool.
Yeah.
Just like, threw them up.
Oh my gosh. Another hurdle is just going to the home improvement stores and having the people look at you. They're like, she's lost, but I'm not. I'm like, I know exactly what I need and I know what I want and I know what I'm doing. So yeah.
Yeah. I have no doubt about that. Okay. So we talked a little bit about some of those hurdles that can be out there, but really they're not, they're just like little low hurdles, right?
They're just learning stepping stones really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a few years into it, what is it that keeps you running at it? Because I know from any small business, there are days where it is really hard.
Right. There's days where I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels, you know, just same old thing. But then there's days that just fill my heart so much. And I know that I'm doing something good.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be days that maybe I go in to the studio, teach a class and I'm not feeling it, but I get into it and the energy that's surrounded around me with all these women is just so inspiring. And sometimes I'll get comments back to me that are just pulling my heartstrings. One time one lady said, you know, Katie, she said, I know you don't know this, but coming here and having class with you helped me get through my divorce. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Who knew? What? These fitness classes? What are you talking about?
This is just what I do.
Yeah. Or people say, you know, this is my time to get me time. And this is my only place I come to you, you know, so it's inspiring. And so that alone keeps me going.
Yeah, I get that too. I mean, those are the things with Farm Her too, that even when you're having a bad day, you're like, oh yeah, I got a purpose in this. And it's obviously something you're passionate about. And speaking of that passion, so your business Uplift is a women's focused gym.
Right.
So why did you decide to go in that direction?
That's a great question. And that was another hurdle that I had to really think about this because, I had other men say, well, why would you do that? Because there is nowhere like this, you know, there is nowhere around here that is just for women. And there is something about having an environment that women feel, good about just having women. They feel safe. They feel like it's a good environment, friendly. They make friends, in the community. And we have some women that come that wouldn't go to a place with men and women. And that's, you know, they just feel more comfortable sometimes. And then there's other type of fitness classes we do that we know are just surrounded
on women.
Yeah, focused with women.
Yeah, I don't see too many men when I go to like a Pilates class or something
not
like that.
Not a lot. And every once in a while, And we're not going to turn them away if they come. You know, if they want to come, great. But we do focus on women. And women's bodies do work just a little bit differently than men's.
Yeah, and I agree there's something to it. Like you feel a little less like on display maybe if you're...
Totally.
It's like the locker room effect, right? Like if you walked into a locker room with men and women, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
But if it's just women, like you kind of don't really pay too much attention to it.
Right. So. And, you know, if there's a big gym and they've got a room for group fitness, there's usually windows. And there's usually somebody watching.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, pretend like you know what you're doing. Act a little bit cooler. I can't. I've tried your classes and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
But I have almost no coordination, it turns out. So like the Zumba ones, you look so awesome up there. You know what you're doing. Granted, you've done like how many thousands of classes, right?
Right.
So I shouldn't hold myself, but I'm always like, just keep moving. Yes. Just like fling your arms around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I tell everyone. I'm like, doesn't matter if you go right or left or whatever, just keep moving and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is definitely the key. Well, we are going to stick around here for just a few more minutes with Katie when we're back from the break. But I want to remind all of you that you can join our Farm Her journey today. First off, watch the TV show Fridays and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on RFD TV. And we are kicking off the second half of our third season with 13 new episodes here over the next few months. And it is some cool stuff. And we're going to take you to a dairy in Illinois, where they're making cheese. We're going to take you to a huge crawfish farm down in Louisiana. We're going to take you all over. So definitely tune in Fridays and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on RFD TV. And you can visit us at farmher.com to read more of those stories, learn about our FarmHer events. Check out the blogs and, of course, the merchandise while you're there, too. And when you're there, be sure to sign up for the mailing list to stay in the know. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shining Bright. We are wrapping things up and I convinced Katie to stay a little bit longer. So behind the scenes, on top of business and, you know, all the things that you do here in the community, you have three girls as well. So it's time to like go pick them up from school here soon, right?
Right. Yep. I get school pickup duty.
Yeah. It's the juggle. On that note, I mean, this wasn't something that we talked about earlier, but has it been more of a juggle than what you expected, or doable running your own business and keeping your life together?
Yeah.
And you don't have daycare either.
Right. So you've got, So we don't have before after school care. And it is a juggle. And I've always said it's a balance. And just recently I realized it's not a balance. It's a blend. Yeah. It is. It's just a blend, and that's okay. And I used to have a hard time, trying to say it was a balance and dealing with the balance when it is a blend. And sometimes I take my kids with me to work and, you know, to the studio, and and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And there's a lot of other times, you know, where I'm like, okay, I have to go teach. You guys have to stay home. It's spring break or it's summer or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're to the point now where I can do that, luckily, because my oldest is old enough to stay with them, which helps. But then there's other times that I plan, maybe the afternoon off, and I'm going to take the kids somewhere, but something happens and I have to be basically on call all the time. But finding a way for that to work took a little bit of time, but it does work.
And it just, I get there's fires sometimes. That just last night we had that. Ava was like, why are you guys working? I'm like, well, we had something happen that we both work here now and we both have to deal with this, and you guys will be fine.
But yeah. And there's definitely the guilt.
Yeah.
You know, where, where sometimes, I'm on my computer, I'm on my phone doing a little bit of work, and my kids are like, why are you always looking at your phone? Or why are you? I'm like, well, I'm writing an email, or I'm checking the stats on something, or, but that's okay.
It's the blend. I like that.
It's a blend. Yeah.
So one of the things I know, if I look back over my life, you know, exercise is really important. I talk about this a lot whenever I do keynote talks about like how I juggle my life, which feels like I'm going to use the word blend from here on out, or some like something that gets out of whack. The blend gets off balance then you have to rewrite it, you know? And for me, running has been a way for me to keep, I always say, from chewing my arm off, and then for my dog to not chew her arm off too, right? So exercise matters, but sometimes it's really hard to stay on that bandwagon. Right. What are some of the tips or things that you see for to help people stay engaged in that? Because it does matter.
Right. Yeah, it does matter, not just physically, but mentally. It's good for so many people. And it doesn't matter what your fitness looks like. Maybe you're walking, running, and maybe you've got a studio you go to or a gym you go to. And it is easy to fall off, and speaking of falling,
knocking things over here in the studio,
it's easy to fall off that wagon of your routine. But you've got to find something that's going to work for you. Don't make yourself, lift heavy weights if that's not what you're into, you know, find something you love.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, there's ways to stay committed with finding accountability with friends, family that live close by. Maybe you're going to go to the same gym. Maybe you're going to walk the same road together every day.
Yeah.
Maybe you need an app on your phone that's going to remind you. There's lots of apps, and there's social media groups you can get involved in, and videos you can watch online, live videos from studios, all kinds of stuff that you can get into. You just have to find something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, it has to work for you. Yeah. And as I mentioned to you before, a lot of our listeners are in rural areas,
right,
and, you know, maybe can't pop over to a place like Uplift, you know, just around the corner. And I think some of those apps are an important thing. I know, Carly, you mentioned finding someone to walk with. Carly, who is part of our Farm Herd, is in a rural area, and she and her mom keep themselves accountable, and they walk. Right. They walk a lot, you know.
Right, that's great. Yeah.
You can walk anywhere.
Especially if you're an early morning workout person and you think, okay, I'm going to wake up at 5 every day. If you have a friend waiting for you at your driveway, you're going to get up.
Yeah, you are. My my neighbor Selena and I used to do this more, but like the night before, she'd be like, "Do you want to go run this morning or go ride our bikes?" Yeah. And I would be like, "Yes." And then at like 6 o'clock in the morning, I was like, "Oh my gosh.
Why did I agree to this?
That was the worst idea." And then I get up and I get out of bed and I get out there, and yes, there and she is waiting she, out there. And
I feel good.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like leave her out there.
Right. Exactly. That's why accountability is great.
It really is a great thing. So, on that note, I guess we've got just a few minutes left. Do you have any stories of things that, I know you shared a few stories, but like somebody who's, and you don't have to share names, who's like seen a really cool transformation through your business and through what you do?
Like mental or physical transformation?
I don't care either. Mental matters. That's a focus of ours this year is mental health, right? Yeah. And that goes along with physical health.
That's why I feel like, I've seen a lot of physical transformation, but I've seen a lot of mental transformation too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think of a few, but one specific woman, she came and she's like, I've never worked out before. Mm-hmm. She said, she turned 40 this year. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I never worked out. I don't like working out. Yeah. I don't want to work out, but I need to. My doctors say I need to. So she started and she started to come, and she's hooked now because she found something that she likes. She found people that, you know, helped bring her back every time. And she found community, and she found just uplifting surroundings.
Yeah.
So she started coming back, and she just, it's part of her day that she lives for now.
Yeah.
And it's just good because she said she never regrets after she comes. You know, there's always days that she thinks, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. And then she finishes and she feels so good, not physically, but also mentally.
That power in community is an amazing, amazing thing.
It is.
After I quit my job, it was the winter. It was in February, which looking back was a horrible plan.
Because it'd be like right now.
Like there's, you know, 40,000 inches of snow outside, and you have an 18 month old and a 3.5-year-old like staring at you. Like, what are you going to do?
What are we doing today, mom?
Yeah. And turns out my 18 month old was actually a pretty horrible little 18 month old who liked to bite everybody and throw and hit. And, you know, I didn't learn that until I spent like all day with him.
Right.
But we, at that point, you didn't have Uplift then, but we joined the Y, and that was a community. I looked forward to going in there every morning. And, and I think there's an important aspect of it's a season, right? Like it may not be forever that you do any one thing.
Right.
But, you know, you find what fits with your life at that time.
Right.
And so I guess to bring this full circle, when I talk about recreating the wheel, it seems like that's what you've done. When you have these seasons in your life, you build around you what's going to work for you and your family and yourself at that time.
And what's going to work for the community.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's pretty cool. Well, Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah. This has been a fun conversation. I feel like I need to go work out tomorrow morning. I don't know if you'll see me there. I gotta hit the road tomorrow and go to a speaking engagement. But anyway, I thank you for being such a shining light in our community, for sure. And everybody, thank you for joining us here on Shining Bright. I just want to remind you that in addition to all of those cool grow events that we have for young women all around the country, we also have an event called I Am Farm Her. And if registration is not open when this airs, it'll be opening very soon. It opens on March 1st, actually. And that is a multi-day event for women of any age, in any type of agriculture, food production, professionals, whatever that might be. If you are a woman and you care about agriculture, this event is for you. And so you can go to our website, farmher.com, to check out the tickets and read more about what we have going on during that. I promise you, you won't regret attending. So check out farmher.com. We'll be back. Welcome back. So we are shifting gears again, coming back to what we talked about in the beginning of this episode. And we're back here with Danny. So welcome back to the studio.
Yay, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. So in the beginning of this show, you talked about, you know, kind of needing to recreate your life and just wiping the slate clean and figuring out like what mattered to you to build it.
Yeah.
And you came up with Catch This Mama.
Yeah.
To exactly. include moms, which I have to say, like, I totally relate to also. I think it's something that we all struggle with all of the time, no matter if you're a working mom, a stay at home mom, a somewhere in between mom, like, you know, a mom to dogs, whatever your like role is, it is hard to juggle and balance and, you know, and so I love this like connection point that you have. And so could you tell us more?
Yeah. So it was 2016 and I built Catch This Mama. I didn't know how I was going to make money at it, or I didn't know anything about the how. I just knew the why. Yeah. I wanted to create this platform for moms to come and say, hey, we're going to own our mom life, right? We're going to get solutions to the challenges we face on a daily basis, and we're going to overcome these adversities to reach our version of success. And I knew that was my why. And so I started with a podcast. By trade, I'm human resources and recruitment. So I had interviewed thousands of people and I loved interviewing people. So it was a natural transition to go to the podcasting world.
Yeah.
Not from a tech standpoint.
I was going to say like how, I think even, I mean, we've got some tech skills behind us and it was a little juggle to be like, what are we going to do? Like, how'd you do it?
Yeah. So I think I'm just really operate well with deadlines. And so I set a deadline that, hey, March 1, we're going to just go for it. And it came down even to the night before. I talked to like, you know, so I had recorded a bunch of episodes. It's really, I watched a ton of YouTubes to figure out how to run GarageBand, how to like, wait, what? iTunes doesn't hold my stuff? Like, how does this work? You know, so I had to really dive in and learn through a lot of other people and ask a lot of good questions, but we made it. And so, so I do all the editing and everything of it. But anywho, we launched it on March 1st, 2017, and we're about 108 episodes in, and each episode really just shines light on women who are going in the thick of it, who maybe have, we bring on experts in fields and we bring on women who've gone through the depths and come out on the other side and are stronger because of it.
I love it. Because like I said, I think like no matter where you are or what season you are in life, like you can relate to this as a woman, right? And it's good to hear those things. I mean, it's no different than the stories that we tell that are usually ag-related, right? Like, it just helps to hear that somebody else
has
the same issue that you do, right?
And sometimes it's not even necessarily the same issue, but we feel the same way, right? So like, right. Like solidarity, sister. Yes, I feel like throwing everything out the window today or whatever the scenario is. And so we got the podcast and that's growing great, but we knew we wanted to dig a little deeper. So we also started a book club, which we have about 150 women across the US that just hop in and out, and it's growing. You know, a lot of people might not be part of it, but they listen to it. We do recaps on our podcast each week. So we read books that help us own our mom life. So everything from self-help to boundaries with kids to, you know, just all the things that moms face. So,
yeah. So do you run it on social media? Like if people are listening and they want to join your book club, how would they do that?
Yeah. So on, so if you go to catchthismama.com, we have a book club tab and it has a few links to go in. We have a Facebook group but really a lot of women, sometimes as moms, even though we want to read, we can't. So we also give that recap. We give that recap at the end of the month. It's really forced me to read.
Which is good.
Like, selfishly,
right?
Great.
Like, I have to do this if I said I was going to. There's a whole club out there of people awaiting.
Right. Yeah.
That's good though. I mean, I feel like those are good things to put ourselves out in front of and kind of a club helps hold you accountable, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. And for some people, podcasts are a great revenue stream, but in the beginning they aren't. It's like building growth it was for us anyways. And so the thing that kept us going is that we'd have moms reach out to us from across the US saying like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this week, or like, thank you for providing this, or I just took this away and life's changed. And so those little takeaways really built us up. And we'd have women that say, I really want to dig deeper. I feel like we're best friends. Can we meet in real life? And so that is why we now have the Bomb Mom Getaway that we're doing.
Yes. So tell me about that. So you jumped feet first into a podcast and then you built in a book club, and now you're having an event, and not just like a like a lunch. It's a whole weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so again, in HR, I would do like half day events for HR people. And so that felt easy. So I thought, why don't I go for it? And then so we went for a whole weekend event this year. It's May 17th through the 19th. It's a boutique getaway for 100 moms to come and really unwind, connect, and renew for their next season of motherhood.
Can I come every month? Please, I feel like, can you make this like a weekend monthly club getaway?
No, because even from the day-to-day responsibilities of being mom and being a worker and being a wife, it's like you don't have the space to breathe or think or know what to do next. And so you just keep going forward, but you're like, am I going the right way? I don't know.
And, you know, add that professional stuff in, like, you know, you're running after something that you're passionate about. I'm running, and it feels like there's no room left. No. There's not even a crack of space left.
If there is, you fill it right away.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was just thinking about this earlier. I was like, you know, I'm going so fast all the time that I have a really hard time letting down. Like, I feel like I don't know what to do with myself if I have like one free minute. And that is ridiculous. I hate it.
Right? I know. And then you like equate that to success. You're sitting there looking at yourself and you're like, wait, I'm not busy this one second. Am I successful? I need to quit right now. I just don't, you know, it's just like the polar opposite all the time.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about, I mean, you had planned some small events, but what are some of the things you've learned going into this event world? Because we do a lot of events and it is not for the faint of heart. It is a ton of work, as I'm sure you know. And it feels like some days it could just take you down. But we always, once you have the event, it like redeems everything about it.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that redeeming point.
Because I'll talk to you in the end of May.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. No, I'm so excited about it. I think it's the first one. So it's like, I don't know. There's so much unknown, so much, I don't know what to expect, but I do know that we have a great group of women already going. And my favorite part has been lining up the speakers and the meals and the fun, like outdoor activities. And I really love the logistics behind it. So I'm really hoping, but everything on paper does not always go according to plan in real life. So that's where I'm like going to be like, okay, hopefully everyone's offering me a lot of grace this first round. Yeah. But
I'm sure you'll nail it. If you're worried about it, like it's kind of like being a mom, right? If you're worrying about these things, then you're going to be just fine. Like,
right, like, do I have enough coffee out for moms?
And those are things that, you know, you'll be able to adjust to. Okay. So question, when you were saying we, earlier, is there another person or are you, I do that a lot with Farm Her. I say we, and then I'm like, wait, I mean me. Actually, now it is a we.
You do have people under your belt. It's just me. And so I do have a co-host that pops on every other episode. That's my best friend since middle school. And she's just kind of my biggest cheerleader. So anytime I do something, I just run it by her. But I need somebody that's going to critique me a little bit more, because she's just always, yeah, go. Yeah, that's awesome. I need somebody that's going to be like, wait, let's rein it in for a second. Let's see.
You know what, though? I think I always talk about how important it is to have cheerleaders. And you have different cheerleaders for different things, right? Like, I know that if I go to my friend Erica, she's going to give me like the straight, but like be really positive and cheerful too. And I know if I go to Tony, he's going to give me like the like realistic, you know, you can't, you know, but always be a cheerleader too. And so, it sounds like you hold yourself to a pretty high standard. So having a cheerleader over here and you over here doing this is, you know, kind of balancing.
It's a good balance. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, stick with us. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, continuing this discussion about Catch This Mama and the Bomb Mom Getaway and seasons of life and kids and juggling and all of those things. So thank you for joining us here on Shining Bright. Head over to farmher.com to find out more about anything we've got going on. We'll be right back. Back wrapping things up here, and I am here with Danny still, and it is, I love what you're doing. I just have to say that I give yourself some grace, because I know how hard you are running at this in the background, because I've been there. I still am there a lot of the time, you know, like I just rolled in here, drove 5 hours to get back to here today. I had to come back anyway, not just for this, but you know, it's always this juggle of life. And I'd love to talk a little bit about, because I know that that is the focus of what you do is you talk about moms and those ins and outs and ups and downs, but I could just bet that behind the scenes that you are working till midnight, right? You yeah. are working in all the cracks on the in-betweens. And tell me a little bit about how that works for you.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, we do what we are wired to do, right? So I chose to stay home. However, I knew that I needed a purpose. And so this is the purpose that drives me. And it is easy to, hey, sorry, I can't watch Netflix tonight. You know, I got to work from 8 to midnight and at nap time. And sometimes during the morning from 5 to 7 and sometimes on the weekends. And sometimes I have grandma come over and watch so I can record for somebody that can't record at other times of the day. And so I think it's worth it. But it's a juggling act. It's always a balancing act. And that's why I love doing these episodes, because selfishly, these are all topics that I need. A lot of people are looking at us, you and me, as experts, but we're just in the middle of it too, right? Like we're just trying to learn these things too, to try to do the best that we can as parents and workers and bosses and all of that.
Oh, yeah. Like I fail at most things before I get it figured out. And, you know, we talked earlier with Katie, about her balance, right? Like she has this workout studio and balancing time, like she actually has to like bounce around a lot, right? And she was like, she came up with the word blend. It's not a balance, it's a blend because it all just mixes together. Like there's beaters all the time.
Right. Yeah. And I think that there doesn't necessarily, the old school thought is like, let's separate business from work. And so when we come home, we should never talk about things. And I think to a degree of complaining, probably, but I think it's so good and healthy for kids to be around. Like you said, I brought my 2-year-old with me.
Yes.
She's going to remember that, right? Maybe not at 2, but maybe when she's 5 or 6 to know, like, my mom does do business and my mom is able to do more than mother. And not that mothering isn't enough, but just to see all the depths and the layers that we live each day. I think it's good.
I agree with you. I mean, that was a big part of me changing my life was I wanted my kids to see like what I do. I didn't know what I was going to do yet, you know, but I feel like that is an important thing because I don't know. It just seemed like they were kind of shut away from my world so much, you know, and they probably still are to some degree. As you said, we kind of recreate like the same things over and over. And I have recreated something that, you know, we have to work out a lot, but they do see us working at it, right? Like we'll be like, hey, everybody, be quiet. Nobody run around up above the radio studio right now. Go play in the back of the house.
I look at this Joanna Gaines, right? She has 5 kids and a thriving business and all this stuff, you know, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, how can I not shower today? But yet she's running this rocking business. You know what I mean? So she's doing it. She's in the midst of it. We can do it too.
I said this in a meeting the other day. I can't remember what it was. And, you know, we are in the midst of, we have 5 events. No, 5 events in a period of like 90 days, which I don't know, plus other external things that we're going and doing. And I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but I was like, if Joanna Gaines can do it, we got this. Like we can do it. Someone else has done it.
Right. Isn't that think until you do events, you don't know how much work is involved. It's not just showing up. It's coordinating every email and issue and food sensitivity and, you know, everything. So
what's the biggest thing you're excited for with the event coming up?
I think the connections of women, the women that are already signed up to go are incredible.
So is there a certain speaker that you've got coming that is like a you're super excited to hear?
Like every single one of them. But Erin Lochner, she's an HGTV star and author of Chasing Slow, best-selling author of Chasing Slow, which is the life that we are yearning towards or running towards is chasing slow. Slower, slow down a little bit. Yes. So yeah, I'm pumped about her.
Oh, I'm excited. I think, unfortunately, I'm traveling. I think we figured this out. So I don't think I can come, but I really hope that it goes amazingly. I have no doubt that it will. When I look at it, it's something I want to come to.
Yeah, and so maybe next year.
Yeah. I'm if you put a date on the calendar next year, I'll put it on early so I can be there. Well, thank you for joining me. This has been a fun conversation.
It's been my pleasure.
And everybody, thank you for joining us here on Shining Bright. Head over to farmher.com, click on the events tab, see where we're gonna be in your area. We'd love to connect with you. You've been listening to Shining Bright by Farmher. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at noon Eastern on SiriusXM's Rural Radio Channel 147 and the SiriusXM app. And now, go shine bright.